Paul, congratulations. What's the overriding emotion after that?
Just happy for everyone at the club. It's such a difficult industry, football. Today, there's so much work went into today's game from, you know, this tunnel area where we're sitting and the hospitality lounges and, you know, the work that the board of directors and the chairman have put and trusted Mark and Tony with Mark Catlin and Tony Brown at the club and to do and oversee and the training ground and the grounds on the pitch. And I think when you have a day like today where the whole country probably expects you to win, then you can only lose. You know, we've won today. You know, I thought we played very well at times. We've looked a bit naive at times, but great day for Portsmouth Football Club today.
You've been around the block a few times, but were you nervous ahead of the game?
Yeah, only with the expectancy from the supporters. I won't be now that game's gone. I'll be very happy now that the game's gone. Do you know, I think it's important to get that one out of the way. And I can just focus now on a long season, a tough season, and managing this club to hopefully a bit of success.
Because they started exactly the way that you would have asked them. The first 15 minutes really
got
out there.
We needed a goal then, didn't we? You know, but it never came, but I thought the lads showed good patience, the crowd showed good patience as well, and all in all it's a really good day for us, but you know, you must enjoy the good days, but you always know the bad ones are never far away.
It seemed that the shackles were almost released when Gareth Evans scored that opening.
We've got good players there, they'll hurt teams this year. I feel we've got the ammunition to hurt teams in that last third. We look quite solid, you know, I thought defensively we look sound. So as I say, there's a lot of other players who haven't played a part today, will have a big part to play, so we'll just try and enjoy tonight. We just keep our heads down and work harder.
I know you won't want to highlight particular players, but that triage of Roberts and Evans and Bennett seemed to work really well today.
They're good players, aren't they? If you have good players on a pitch, you will hurt people. And, you know, they also have a work ethic to do that. So fingers crossed they can keep doing that.
Bennett's two goals were taken particularly well too.
Yeah, they were. They were quality. So, you know, fingers crossed he can keep it going because, you know, he's a good player and there's a little bit of expectancy on him to perform and do well.
Nine players giving their debuts today, including Brian Murphy. Obviously, you signed him before midday on Friday, but you kept it on the low until just before kickoff. What was the reason behind that?
Just to get the signing over the line and done. And he's been with us for a few weeks now and we've got a good competitive squad. You know, we've also got Paul Jones and Michael Pope, so we've got good strength in all areas.
What swayed it for you to include Murphy today?
I just have to pick someone. I can't pick everyone. I've got other players apart from goalies who've been left out.
But it was just interesting because obviously he's come in at the very last minute. I know he's been with you for two or three weeks, but that was quite a big call because Paul obviously played every game.
But you're not
last
asking
season.
Me why did they pick Nigel Atangana instead of Danny Ollins?
No, but then Nigel Atangana's been with you from the very start. Murphy's just come into the side. I mean, you signed him yesterday.
Yeah, he's come into the side. I don't know what you're asking me. You're looking for something that's not there.
Oh, I'm not looking for anything. I'm just interested in your reasoning for selection.
Because I signed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Derby on
big game,
Wednesday,
game.
Huge, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, it's a great game for our supporters, though, isn't it? Because we'll see a top-quality Championship team with good players, and it'll be a good test for us, and with the likelihood is I'll probably make a change or two as well.
Just to mix things up?
I want lads to be happy. I want lads to get minutes on the pitch. You know, the league's our bread and butter, and that's the most important thing, but I want to be competitive in cups as well.
You said you weren't going to sleep last night.
I'll sleep tonight.
Did you?
Yeah, you'd always sleep. It was great to come into the ground today, and to come out that tunnel was a special moment that'll live with me forever. No one will ever take that away from me now.